Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to episode 87 of The Good Goddess Show, and today we're talking about why we all need to do a detox. Yep, you heard me. Detoxing, detoxification might be a trigger word for you. You might be thinking of like laxative teas that you buy in health food shop. Fear not, that's not what I'm going to be promoting and talking about. What I'm talking about today is how and why we need to support the natural detoxification processes in our body, and why that's and how that can be like the big juicy thing that changes stuff. I know for myself and with my clients, these periods of more intensive detoxification have really shifted things when it comes to symptoms and health and energy. And so it's powerful, and it's something I've incorporated into my lifestyle, into my year, and it's just part of what I do, and I see the benefit of it. So I'm going to be talking about that. But before we dive on in, a couple of quick things. Number one is, have you done the Gut Goddess quiz? If you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, Kezia, you talk about gut, and then you talk about hormones, and you, oh, I just don't know. I don't know where to start. I don't know what's wrong with me. My friend, head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz and do the quiz. Or get to the link in my show notes. It's all there at supernaturallyhealthy.org/blog. You can also find all the resources at keziahall.com. Both URLs lead to the same website. So if that's easier to remember. And so do the quiz. And then I'll send you a free follow-up action plan based on your results. And it's a really great, fun, easy thing to do that gives you a bit of insight and gives you a bit of a plan, okay, of what to do next. And the next quick thing is, if you have been thinking, oh, I'd love to work with Kezia, and you've not been sure whether to do it, whether to bite the bullet, I have a couple of spaces in my four-month program, and we can get started before Christmas. And I encourage you not to wait until January, because it's often just feeding into that dieting mentality of like, oh, I don't want to work with Kezia because I'm going to be bad over Christmas. Guys, I'm not going to encourage you to eat celery sticks over Christmas time. I want you to feast at Christmas. That's an important, it's important and it's fun. But there is so much that you can do. Don't just write off the rest of the year because, you know, we're near some Christmas time. Anyway, that's just my own personal thing. You're worth it now, right now. So if you want to work with me, head over to keziahall.com, click the work with me page, find out all the information. I have my four-month belly program. That is where clients see phenomenal shifts and results. So you just book a phone call on that. We chat in person and just see if it's a good fit. No pressure. I'm not like a crazy hard-ass sales woman. I'm really just out to help you and find out if it's a good fit. And I would love to work with you. And I know a couple of you listening are probably thinking, oh, I really should. If that's you, book a phone call. It doesn't commit you to anything, but I would just love to chat to you. I record this podcast and no one talks back. I love chatting to people. So fear not. So yeah, if you're interested, head over to keziahall.com, click the work with me page. Otherwise, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to this episode of The Gut Goddess Show. And this week we're talking about why we all need to do a detox. Now, some of you might be listening to this already like, oh yeah, I'm so like, this isn't going to be an interesting topic to learn about. And others of you might have been a bit like, that sounds a bit faddy. Maybe that word triggers you off a little bit. Maybe it makes you think of like juice cleanses and starving yourself, or those really awful like detox tea things that are basically just like laxatives. But that's what we're going to be talking about. This is actually something that I do feel quite strongly about. It's something I often incorporate in some way when I work with my clients in my four-month belly program. And I found it to be really instrumental in my own healing. And it's something that I've just incorporated into my lifestyle. So that's maybe the first thing. What I'm talking about today isn't necessarily about doing a detox. It's about cultivating a lifestyle where you're supporting your body's natural detoxification processes. And for me, that means I have periods of time in my life where I support my natural detoxification process a bit more intensely. But every day, I'm generally just working this into my life. So this isn't about signing up for an expensive juice cleanse, although I have done a juice cleanse in Thailand and I've done one at home. So sometimes they can be helpful. To be honest, they weren't that helpful for me, but I can see why they can be beneficial to some people. And it's really, so this isn't about funny laxative teas, supplements, although supplements can be helpful. This is actually about the lifestyle you're creating. So what I want to talk about is why I think this is a really important part, and why, even though I do feel a bit of resistance about talking about it, just because I know that this could be triggering for people, but it is actually a really powerful tool in my toolbox, in my lifestyle, and it's how I've really seen some shifts. So I'm going to share some stories with you from myself and from my clients when they, specifically around times of when they have more intensive detox periods. Now, the reason I'm talking to you about this is, you'll never guess, but right now I'm doing like a 2-week, a 14-day, I'm calling it a gut protocol, but you could easily call it a detox. You could call it a cleanse. You can call it a reset, whatever language is helpful for you. And I am on day 4 of a 14-day protocol that I am doing. So I thought this is fresh in my mind and let's talk about it, because it is something I actually do a lot with my clients. Sometimes I do it more subtly with some clients because the word detox and cleanse is not helpful, and that's okay. So we just kind of work it in a different way. But I have created a lifestyle where I have habits every day that I do to help support detoxification. And then I also have normally once a season, so ideally 4 times a year, sometimes 3, more intensive periods where I focus on and create a specific protocol for myself. And often for me, because my history has been so much with digestive issues and because all disease begins in the gut, as Hippocrates told us many, 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 many years ago, a lot of my detoxifications focus on supporting my gut health and supporting my liver, which is one of our big detoxification organs. But today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about these more intensive detoxification protocols. And then in another podcast, I'll look at some of the daily detoxification habits that I do. So what I'm going to talk about today is what I'm currently doing, which is a 14-day more intensive protocol. And then in a future podcast, I'll look at the small, tiny daily detox things that I do to just help me and help support those daily detoxification processes. So, but first, let's talk a little bit about what I mean by detoxification. So every day, your body is working really hard to detoxify, and you have certain systems and organs that play a role in that. So we often think of our liver as a big one, and it is. The liver is an amazing and phenomenal organ. Honestly, I am by no means a liver expert, but guys, we've got to send our liver a bit of love. It just does an incredible amount of stuff. You know, it helps you generate vitamin D. It helps you with your hormonal balance. It helps with balancing your blood sugar. It helps detoxify from toxins. It helps with keeping you warm. It helps with making sure you're not getting poisoned by things coming in, and so much more. It's such a phenomenal organ. If you can have a crush on an organ, it would be the liver, guys. No, I actually am partial to many organs of the body. Anyway, we won't go down that weird and wonderful side note. So we're talking about physical process of detoxification. So your liver, that plays a role in detoxification, but you also have your kidneys, that plays a role. You could also argue that your lungs do as well, because we breathe out gases, carbon dioxide, all of these kinds of things. So that's a way of detoxifying. Otherwise, that buildup of toxins in the body would be toxic. If we get too much carbon dioxide in our body, it's not good for our blood and for our life. Then you could also argue your skin is a good detoxification organ. Your skin is your biggest organ. And through sweating, that's how you do a lot of detoxifying as well. So your liver is by no means the only detoxification thing, but it's an important one. And you could argue that your digestive system, which the liver is part of, also plays a role, because your poop is an important part of how you detoxify, which is why I talk about poop a lot. And I recently did a series on constipation, 2-part series. So if you haven't listened to that and you aren't pooping every day, that is your number one. The first thing you want to do, if you're like, oh, Kezia, I think I probably need to do a bit of a detox, I don't really know. You don't want to jump right on into crazy supplements and you know, food strategies, you actually just want to get yourself pooping every day first. So number one, the first thing, the best thing you can do to support your detoxification on a daily basis is poop regularly, every day, at least once a day, ideally twice. Okay, just putting out that public service announcement about your poop. Step one for detoxification is pooping every day. You really want to, you will have times in your life when you don't poop every day. Like if I travel in an airplane, my whole system gets confused and I'll often not poop for like a day. And so, you know, you don't need to freak out about that. But generally speaking, once to twice a day. I'm at the point now where I poop generally twice a day. It's great. No drama. No faff. So head over to those podcasts if you haven't listened to them. They are, I think, 85 and 86. So why do we all need to do a detox? So today, again, I'm focusing on these periods of time that I have in my life and that I create with my clients that involve a more, let's call it an intensive protocol or specific detox, where I'm intentionally creating a container of time to really ramp up the self-care, really support my body and really help kind of shift things. These are kind of, I do them probably once a season in some varying form. Sometimes it's just a couple of days, 3 days. Sometimes it might be more like 21 days. This time I'm doing 14 days. And since having a baby, I've not been as good with this, to be fair, just because of breastfeeding and everything else. But prior to having a baby, and especially before getting pregnant, I made sure I did a good year and a half of not constant detoxification, guys, because that would be crazy, but of periods of really making sure I supported my gut health, really making sure that I was as optimal a place as I could be, because I knew that I was basically passing on the blueprint of my body to my baby. And that was a really important factor. I do not want him to struggle with his health the way that I have. So I was pretty determined. So that's what we're talking about in this one. Okay, so first we're going to look at this first, we want to look at this mindset aspect first, because if you can apply any nutritional strategy and it can become a fad, it can become dieting mentality, it can become toxic. So it's really important that if you do any sort of detox reset protocol, that your mindset is in, you've done work on that. Otherwise, it can just become this next faddy fad. I see this all the time. People do strategies for 30 days that are really, from a nutritional perspective, make a lot of sense, and I would agree with, you know, but their mindset is still that dieting on, off, good, bad, tracking, all about weight loss, on the wagon, off the wagon, so that they do it perfectly for 30 days, they feel great, and then they go back and do exactly the same thing they did before. They literally, nothing changes in their lives. And from my perspective, that, it just doesn't work. It's just another way of dieting. It's another way of beating yourself up, of yo-yoing. And from a metabolic perspective, it is so much better if you can make smaller changes, if you can shift your mindset and do something that is actually gonna last. So that's why I'm going to be doing another podcast that's all about these daily habits, because there's no point in you just doing 2-week detoxes 4 times a year and then the rest of the time you're kind of off plan or off the wagon and you just binge and you don't think about what you eat. If you want to feel good and heal your body, have a good digestion, balance hormones, great mental health, feel resiliency in your body, this needs to be a lifestyle. And you just, there's just a part of you that needs to accept that. And actually, I know for myself that when I first accepted that I wasn't just going to be able to eat giant chocolate buttons every day and feel the way I wanted to feel, that was a bit sad. And I was a bit pissed off about that. But now I honestly consider it my joy, because all these actions that we get to take, these detoxes that I'm doing right now, yeah, it can be hard. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But I feel so privileged to be aware of how much power I have in my body. Now, I don't control my body. I'm not the master of it. We work together in a weird kind of dance, and I can't control what's going to happen in the future. But guys, we are all so much more powerful than you think. Your daily choices have the power to shift your gut microbiome, shift your mental health, shift your immune system if you're struggling with autoimmunity. Help fight infections, build resiliency, help with your energy, prove your joy and your emotions. Your daily choices are powerful. And that's why I love to incorporate these more intense periods of time into my life from a mindset perspective, because yes, I have physical benefits from doing it, but it also reminds me, A, to look after myself, because I kind of ramp up the self-care, ramp up the sleep during these periods of time. And it also reminds me actually that I have so much power, actually. Now that sounds really weird. Ooh, all the power. But I actually have, I'm empowered when it comes to my health. And I find that a really, really inspiring aspect. So first point, it's really important that you, before you do any intensive detox reset cleansing program protocol, that you first look at your mindset, which is why with all my clients in my 4-month program, I use a specific bonus session just to look at mindset. So that before we enter 4 months of working together, we have looked at, okay, are you actually still on this dieting mentality? Are you still beating yourself up? Are you still self-sabotaging? Are you binging a lot of the time? What is the soundtrack going on in your head? Is it one of beration, bullying, cruelty, or is it one of kindness and self-love? Because you could implement any detox program and it could be from a place of force, of harshness, of dieting culture, of not really taking responsibility. Because ultimately, a part of the insidiousness of dieting culture is this lack of responsibility, really. Because what you're saying is you are trusting an external source to give you a dieting plan that you don't need to take responsibility for, because if it fails, it's not your fault, it's theirs, it's the program's fault. You don't need to look at your mindset, you don't need to look at what's gotten you into that position. You are just putting your trust and putting the responsibility of your health or of your weight on this external thing, instead of looking inward and saying, okay, I'm actually really powerful. I have the ability to change this. This is my responsibility, so I'm going to do something. That's a bit of a side note, but I felt like I should say it. Okay, so why should we detox? Because you might be listening to this being like, ugh, it's just marketing bullshit, basically, which I totally get. You can go into health food shops and you see these detox packets, which are just like laxatives. There's expensive supplements that help with detox that you maybe have tried and didn't really work. You might just be a bit like, nah, Kezia, this is just like nutritionists and supplement companies trying to make money. And I think, yeah, I would say yes to that. There is a lot of that out there. There's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of stuff that just is a waste of money, 100%. But I am a big believer and have experienced for myself the shifts in my physical well-being after periods of more intensive detox. So I'll give you an example. Probably a good 5 years ago, I was really, really struggling with my energy and all my joints were incredibly sore. So by this point, my digestion was a lot better. I wasn't struggling with bloating as much. I was having normal toilet habits. So I'd seen a lot of improvements, but for some reason, all of a sudden, my joints all flared up. I went to the doctors because they thought I might have rheumatoid arthritis and checked lots of other things. All my tests came back normal, as they always have done. Much to my annoyance, did lots of investigations. In the end, they were like, oh, it might just be a temporary flare-up of something. So I was struggling to open the door in the morning. Like, I couldn't grasp the doorknob. I was struggling. There was no way I could do the exercise that I was doing. And I just was feeling really old. Like, I love to hill walk. I love to do push-ups. And I couldn't do it. All my joints felt sore. I felt really, really old. And so anyway, we were going on holiday to a cottage in the Lake District and I had read about different detoxing things and I'd never really taken it that seriously. I'd done the GAPS diet before, which is a bit of a long-term kind of detox, gut healing protocols, a gut and psychology syndrome diet developed by Dr. Natasha McBride, but it's based on lots of other diets that have come before it. And so I was away and I was like, right, I'm just going to do a bit of a detox. I'm away on holiday. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm not near a shop. And I was just at the point where I felt miserable, you know, like I just want to feel better. So I made some changes to my diet. I did a couple of more intensive detoxification routines. And guess what? By 5 days, my joints were no longer sore. I felt a bit more normal and I felt more like myself. Like I could actually like move my knees. I could go for walks. They say in the Lake District, went up a hill. And I was like, you know what? I actually feel fine. And I have had countless experiences where of similar things, where even just this summer, I was really struggling with hay fever. So I did a 2-week protocol because a lot of, if you get really bad hay fever, which I have done historically, it's gotten better and better over the years as I've worked on my gut health, but hay fever is often a sign that there's some imbalance going on in your gut. So I did a 2-week protocol to support my gut. And guess what? After that, I didn't struggle with hay fever for the rest of the summer. That was that gone. So this can be really, really powerful. And in terms of why do it, when we look at our environment, we are just subject to a lot more toxins than we were before. So let's first look at your food. So in the last 60 to 70 years, we have introduced ingredients into our food at a rate that we have never seen before in our food history. We have been introducing E numbers, sweeteners, artificial things, GMO, pesticides, all of these kind of new chemicals and compounds that we are ingesting that we never have done before at a phenomenal and quite frightening rate, to be honest. So that's just from our food. You've got glyphosates from pesticides and all those other things that we know research shows us is really toxic to our bodies. We have your artificial sweeteners, sucralose, aspartame, all these million different types of sugars and non-sugars, as it were. We have our E numbers that are all developed. We have had colorings, dyes. We've had preservatives that, you know, historically we'd preserve things with lemon and vitamin C and salt, whereas we've had lots more new kind of more processed preservatives coming, so many different things with our food. Then let's look out with our bodies. Let's look at the environment. We have pollution and a crazy all-time high if you live in a city. We have these pesticides. If you live in the countryside, like I live near fields and a farm, we can get access through the air of different things that are sprayed. We will have our cleaning products a lot more toxic. You know, back in the day, we would just have to make things a little bit more, I mean, sometimes just as toxic, to be fair. I don't want to be overly nostalgic of back in the day, everything was brilliant. No, we also had like the plague, which, you know, I'm very glad isn't around. But our cleaning products are super toxic, but we ingest them, they get in our skin, we clean our surfaces with them, we put food on them, our kids lick them. I know my little boy just licks all my cupboard doors and licks the floor and licks everything. You know, we have all these different things. Then we have things like environmental toxins, other toxins, like if you have amalgams, mercury, heavy metals from eating too much fish and from the pollution in the sea. We have things from paints in our home and furnishings. If you buy a new carpet or a new set of curtains, you know, that smell, that new carpety smell, that is all volatile something compounds, VOCs, toxic compounds. So research shows that often in new build houses, the first 6 months, the amount of VOCs emitted from new builds, from the carpets, the paints, that all these things use, is way beyond the government recommended amount, because it just becomes a super toxic hotspot. So if you're ever going to buy a brand new house, you need to buy an air purifier and have them all over your house for the first year, honestly. So our toxic burden is just a lot. Plus, I see regularly in my practice people with these genetic mutations that mean they're struggling with their detoxification pathway. So with me, I have a genetic mutation called MTHFR, which does affect how I detoxify you, or have other people that might have, if we do test their genetics, which I don't do that often in my practice, it's definitely not the area I specialize in, but I did learn it at uni. You might have the COMT gene, which is all around, again, your liver and detoxification. So in my books, there is such a need to support and to have moments of intentional detoxification and to make it part of your lifestyle. If you are over the age of 40, I mean, I would almost like, and you don't feel great, I would almost guarantee there's probably some heavy metals going on in there. There's probably a buildup of toxins in your fat, because that's where we store a lot of it. A lot of what we store, these toxins, is in our fats. So when people do biopsies of people's fats, that's how they've discovered, oh, actually, you know, we store these pesticides, these different kind of chemical compounds, which is why losing weight really fast is not always a great idea, because you can feel super grim because we store a lot of stuff on our fat. Our fat cells are not this passive part of our body that doesn't do anything. They store a lot of stuff, and they also produce a lot of hormones, which is why with obesity you get rise of estrogen and hormonal imbalances often going on as well, because fat is especially with excess or a lot of fat, it's not a passive thing. It kind of becomes its own sort of organ. Okay, so that's a little bit of we talked about the mindset. We talked about why, like, is this just some faddy marketing foofa? And my opinion is that it's not. I've seen in myself the results and I see it with clients. So even I was just chatting on email with a client just last week and she just was in the middle of this process and she came to me with horrendous diarrhea. She'd had a gallbladder removed and was really struggling, lots of health issues, anxiety stuff going on. So we've done a lot of stuff. And then a couple of months into our program together, I was like, let's do an intensive gut protocol for you just to make sure things are shifting. And now pretty much every day her poop's nice and normal. So this stuff is powerful. When done properly and with the right mindset and with the right attitude and from a place of deep self-love, from a place of empowerment, from a place of radical responsibility and kind of playfulness as well. I actually kind of find these things. I mean, I'm a health geek. I'm a nutritionist. So I actually find these things kind of fun. I'm always like, ooh, this is exciting. So mindset is key. We want to look at the different environmental toxins and deal with that. Do we do a detox? What does that look like? What's the setup? I'm going to share with you what I'm currently doing as a bit of a blueprint for how I approach it for myself and with people I work with and how you can start thinking about it for your own body. So what you really want to do when you're looking at any sort of detox is actually what we're saying is we're looking to just support our natural detoxification processes. I mean, you're just kind of wanting to ramp that up. And some of you might have slightly poorer detoxification processes because of just where you're at health-wise. You might have quite a high exposure to these kinds of toxins. Or you maybe don't have as high exposure to it. But for all of us, we want to support our natural detoxification processes. So how do we do that? Well, number one is the main thing that I focus on is actually diet. You can, yeah, there's expensive kind of supplements and things that you can use, but actually diet is one of the best and easiest ways that you can start to detoxify. And especially when it comes to your gut, support your gut health and support your liver. So when thinking about a detoxification program, the first thing you want to think about is there anything I'm eating or drinking right now that I kind of pretty much know isn't doing me that much good? So I could prescribe certain things to you and I would probably say, you know, we all know sugar is a problem and I talk about that a lot. So that is maybe the first thing. If you've never done like a sugar detox, I'd say that would be the first place for you to start. But maybe you've already addressed your relationship with sugar and you want to take it a step further. Then what you want to do is ask this question. Is there something I already know isn't doing me good? Now, for me, when I ask myself this, I've suspected for a while that nightshades aren't doing me good. They're a type of vegetable that include aubergines, potatoes, peppers, tomatoes, other things. And I ran an food intolerance test a while ago with a company called Pinatest, which is the only one I would tend to recommend. And it came up as peppers were a problem for me. I don't really even eat a lot of peppers, but it made me think, I wonder if nightshades in general are problematic for me. I still have a few joint issues, just only in my right wrist. And I wondered if it could be that. So again, I went in, listened to my body. I was like, okay, what do I think might be a problem? And also for me, I was like, okay, what other foods am I eating and drinking regularly that I think could be problematic? And if I was being truly honest with myself, I think cocoa beans and coffee beans are slightly problematic for my gut health. And I consume them every day, a few times a day in some form, either decaf coffee beans, organic cocoa beans. Now, I just want to point out, none of those foods I've mentioned are bad foods. We have to get ourselves out of this good, bad food mentality. The important thing is what is your body saying? And are those foods doing your body good? Because coffee, I'm not saying no one should drink coffee. There's great polyphenols in it. Cocoa has lots of antioxidants. Again, lots more polyphenols. Tomatoes are a good source of lycopene? Anyway, a good source of lots of good stuff in all of those vegetables. So this isn't about what's good and bad, but it's about what's good for your body. So first thing to do with the detox, is there anything you know isn't doing you good? So the first basics would be sugar and alcohol. I mean, alcohol is a type of sugar. That's where you want to start. And then you want to get a bit more nuanced. So I know grains generally don't do me that much good. So, and I generally don't eat a lot of grain in general. I'm gluten-free. And I might have occasional gluten-free grain, but I generally don't eat a lot of it because it doesn't make me feel great. But I've just completely removed that. And that's quite an easy thing for me to do. But the nightshades and the cocoa and the coffee, oh, that's been hard. And that's odd because I eat those foods a lot. So that's the first thing. What is your body kind of saying? What do you already know? Maybe you have a glass of wine every night and you kind of fool yourself into thinking, oh, well, I read some magazine that said red wine a night is good for you. It's not. Just putting it out there. Like there's no physical benefit, like from a biochemical health perspective, actually from having regular alcohol. It's just a burden on the body. It's often filled with lots of sulfites. It's often a lot of poor quality, a lot of chemicals in there. So just putting, sorry to burst your bubble. It's fun. Like I like wine. I drink wine, but it's not a healthy habit at all. So maybe it's that wine every night. Maybe, you know, you don't eat enough vegetables and you really want to ramp that up. So that's the first thing in terms of really looking at your diet. So what I commonly do with my clients is ask them that question. What foods do you suspect aren't doing good? Often it's things like bread, pasta, milk, sugar, maybe eggs, maybe onions, maybe garlic. Think about that. Think about those foods, write a list, and then just ditch them for a period of time. I would say a minimum of 14 days. You could go 21, any period of time that you want to do. Even 7 days, actually, always better than nothing. So you really want to first address your diet. What is your body already telling you? And then remove them. And then what I often do during these more intensive periods of times is really ramp up all the other kind of self-care stuff that I do to help support detoxification. So I make sure I get lots of sleep. I get really good at food planning. So I did a lot of shopping before I started this and made sure there was lots of food and options and bulk cooked some stuff so that I wasn't feeling hungry, because that's really, really important to do. And then I ramp up some of my other kind of daily detoxification habits, like lemon water. I introduce certain supplements. So this time round, I'm using a digestive blend with collagen and marshmallow root and licorice to help with my gut, as well as things like activated charcoal to help absorb toxins. I also have an infrared sauna blanket. So I try to use that a couple of nights a week and try to have hot Epsom salt baths a couple of times a week. That's a great detoxification because, you know, I talked about before that our skin is one of our detoxification organs. So having a hot bath with a good 2 cups of Epsom salts is a great detoxification habit. I really recommend it. So overall, you can craft your own kind of cleanse and detox, not necessarily by looking outward and trying to find a plan or a program, but by actually just already going with your intuition and what your body is saying, because your body will be telling you, hey, Kezia or Claire or Sophia, whatever your name is, nah, every time you drink coffee, you run to the toilet and you have a funny tummy afterwards. I don't think, like, you know, guys, or every time you eat pasta, you're super bloated. If every time you eat bread or pasta, you feel bloated, gluten is probably a problem for you. If every time you have a vanilla latte, coffee and milk is probably, you feel grim, coffee and milk is probably a problem for you. You know, it's not actually as complicated as we sometimes make it to be. So listen to your body. And then a couple of things that I like to do when doing these intensive detoxes, as I like to sweat. So I have an infrared sauna blanket that I use, but again, a bath. So that's one tip. Make sure you sweat it out. And ideally you want to sweat it out when you're relaxed. So this doesn't really include exercise. So in a sauna, you're chilled out. In a bath, you're chilled out. In my infrared sauna blanket, I'm chilled out. So sweating it out. Number two, activated charcoal can be really helpful. You can just buy that online. Make sure you get it derived from coconut sources. Take that at night just to help absorb any toxins. That can be really, really helpful when you're doing a detox period. Number three, really focus. If you don't know where to begin, ditch sugar. That's a great first place to begin. That's where I would tell everyone to begin. And it's something that would benefit everyone, no matter what health issue you have going on. And number four, another habit that's really easy that you can ramp up is introducing certain herbs via herbal tea during this time. So dandelion tea, nettle tea, ginger tea, turmeric teas, all of these kinds of things, really ramping it up. And those are really easy ways that you can support this kind of intensive detoxification period. But again, if you do want a more, it's really important that these protocols are personalized for you. So that's where working with me is real gold. So if you are looking to see some huge shifts in your body in the next couple of months, and I would encourage you not to wait until the new year, because I know for myself that we can just end up putting stuff off, and there's always an excuse. Oh, I'll do it in the new year. Oh, I'll do it at Christmas. Oh, I'll do it. Well, it's nearly summer holidays, so there's no, you know, we just keep on putting things off, and actually you can feel better now. Like it doesn't, this actually doesn't need to take that long. You can actually feel a lot better and see some big shifts in your health sooner rather than later. So if you're interested, head over to keziahall.com and you can just click the Work With Me page and find out how to work with me over a program. I've got a couple of spaces for my 4-month program because I don't have loads of spaces for that, but I do have a couple now, can take on a few new clients because I've got a few clients that are wrapping things up and enjoying their newfound health and happy pooping and happier hormones and all of that sort of stuff. So that would be a great place. But I really encourage you, incorporate this into your lifestyle. Don't treat it like a fad. This isn't a diet. This is about you looking at longevity, supporting your health, kind of like maintenance. You know, you take your car for an MOT every year. Do we do, like, this is like the same version for your body. Like we need, this body we live in needs a bit of TLC. It needs support. It needs some care. It needs some intensity. And having little periods of time where you go, like you would take your car for a little MOT or you get the boiler man in to check your boiler. That is what this is. And I really encourage you to incorporate into your lifestyle. If you have any questions, if you're like, Kezia, this sounds great. I want to do it, but I don't know where to begin. Just head over to Instagram or Facebook, send me a message, leave me a comment. I would happily help you get started, answer your questions if you're confused. Do get in touch. I'm really, really happy to help you through this. But I encourage you, ditch the fattiness, ditch all the crap stuff that you know, and start to incorporate these periods of intensive detoxification into your life because you're going to feel the benefit. I put a lot of the progress of my energy, my health, my digestive system, my hormones, my mental health, based on the fact that I have actually gotten rid of a lot of toxins. I have struggled. I had really high levels of arsenic, really a lot of bacterial imbalance, yeast, tons of other stuff going on in my gut that was kind of becoming toxic. So much stuff going on, but actually have seen shifts and seen things change. With my clients that have thyroid issues, you know, we see them start with high antibodies, lots of kind of imbalanced thyroid markers. They work with me for a couple of months. We do a period of detox. We change some things. We change their lifestyle aspects. And then we see their levels come back down to normal. So this is powerful stuff. And you don't necessarily need me. Like, this is why I do this podcast. I know some of you, like where you're at, you need to work with me. And you know that in your gut and you're just a bit scared. And I get that it's scary. It's scary to pay for yourself. It's scary to chat to some lady here on a podcast. But you know in your gut that you need help. And I actually all think we all need a bit of help. We all need each other. But incorporating this detoxification into your life, you can do that yourself. You're powerful. Your choices are powerful. You can do this. You can learn. You can grow. Which is so exciting. I actually find all this stuff so empowering because I think if you've ever had poor health for a long period of time, it often comes with a lot of disempowerment where you just feel stuck and helpless and unable. And like things are just inevitable. It's just inevitable I'm going to be bloated, inevitable that my periods are going to be horrendous. It's inevitable that I'm going to have acne. It's inevitable, like there's just nothing I can do about it. Whereas actually this, I think, is really empowering and hopeful because there actually is stuff that we can do about it. Okay, so head over to Instagram, Facebook if you have any questions. Head over to keziahall.com, the Work With Me page if you want to sign up. We'll chat on the phone first, see if it's a good fit, chat things through, find out more about working with me. I'd love to work with you. And otherwise, I'll see you next week. Sending you lots of love. Thank you for your time here in the podcast. I really value it. I'm here to serve and help you, so get in touch. If you've not left me a review, I'd love it if you did that over on iTunes. That would mean so much. Otherwise, have an amazing day. Bye.